This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Construction data will be for April in a few minutes. The signs from that industry had been running strong. New home sales have taken off this year, and the last report showed that construction overall is up 8% year over year. Where has it been the strongest? From the Marketplace desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, here is Mitchell Hartman.
9 out of 10 contractors say they're having trouble filling open positions, especially skilled and well-paid ones like carpenter and electrician. Economist Ken Simonson at Associated General Contractors of America points out more than 1 million construction jobs vanished in the crash. Laid-off workers took early retirement, joined the oil fields boom, started other careers. Meanwhile, the pipeline of new workers, especially women and minorities, is thin.
An awful lot of kids have been told that to get ahead, you really need to go to college, and you don't want to do that difficult outside work.
Now, unemployed construction workers still outnumber job openings by 4 to 1. Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute says employers may simply be too picky and tight-fisted to fill those jobs.
Employers don't want to have to pay any more to get those workers. Maybe there are some skills that employers are looking for, but they're unwilling to train those workers.
Ken Simonson predicts wages will rise before too long. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.